You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Robin Chambers. Robin is the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family, and she oversees the sanctity of human life and foster care and adoption efforts through different programs. We can talk about that as much as you'd like to, Robin. But welcome in to ABQ Connect. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me on, Steve.
Now, what prompted us to reach out to you was, you know, it's been a couple weeks, but the tactics of Planned Parenthood and what we saw at the DNC, that was interesting.
That's an interesting word to use. That yes, it was actually. I felt it was a bit just really disappointing that the DNC would use young people to pull some sort of publicity stunt for votes, and so it made me actually very sad that we would think that it's okay to exploit our young men and young women and not have any concern for their future family planning.
Yeah, well, if anyone familiar with Focus on the Family, and Robin, I don't know how long you've been there doing what you do for Focus on the Family, but, you know, just so much support when it comes to the pro-life arena and the sanctity of human life. And I'm actually trying to get in the habit of quoting Roland Warren, the president and CEO of CareNet, who adds to pro-life. He says pro-abundant life. And if you haven't heard that message from Roland, my encouragement to the listener would be to, you know, log on, just do a search for a video of Roland Warren talking about pro-abundant life, but also sanctity of human life, and appreciate the work that Focus does there.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's interesting timing, Steve. I'm actually at the CareNet conference in Denver, Colorado, talking to you from a hotel room, getting ready to head down to the booth. And we've just had a wonderful time connecting with pregnancy centers here at the CareNet conference. They do a great job.
Yeah. Well, now, often when the subject comes up, and on a monthly basis, we have CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio with us to, you know, talk about an event that they have coming up, or just to educate the listener about things that are happening. I mean, especially here in New Mexico. I mean, we're in the last year, our governor spent $10 million on an abortion clinic on the border. That's our money. I'm essentially paying for an abortion clinic, you know, which just reminds us how important it is that we remain involved in the election process and try to get people elected to office that, you know, use our money how we intend to have it used and to represent us. But as much as we talk about the pro-life and abortion issue, Robin, I think sometimes we kind of miss the boat in the conversation about sanctity of human life. And if you could go into more detail about how important that is.
Absolutely. And you know, Focus on the Family has been around 47 years, getting ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary. And so one of the things that became very evident when I first started, and that's almost 32 years ago, was sanctity of human life has been a part of Focus on the Family's DNA from the very beginning. Dr. Dobson was very passionate about the sanctity of human life, and he would go back to scripture and say, we have to protect life from conception to natural death because we're made in God's image. And so that just became a part of really who we were. And so that is the basis, kind of our foundation for our department, Advocacy for Children. And, you know, often we say it's advocacy for life. It's unborn babies, preborn babies. It's the mamas who are being exploited by an abortion industry. It's the dads who are told they don't have a voice. But it's also the child who's in foster care or the elderly person who is alone without family or anyone around. And so that's just been a real strong foundation. And then when Jim Daly took over, he just picked up that mantle as well. And very seldom does a week go by that he doesn't say, Robin, how are the pregnancy centers? How are they doing? What can we do? How can we help? And so that is just part of who we are at Focus on the Family. Working with pregnancy centers is an absolute joy for my team and I.
Yeah, and a reminder to our families, our listeners, who we consider family, Robin.
I agree.
That, you know, the work that Focus on the Family is doing in conjunction with resource centers, pregnancy resource centers like CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and other organizations that are like-minded, how important it is that, you know, these are nonprofit organizations that aren't federally funded, and we'd encourage you to go to, you know, actually both those sites and see what you can do to support the efforts of what's going on. Family.org is an easy place to do that. Also, of course, CareNet Pregnancy Centers or CareNetABQ.com. Now some of the, well, one of the most important things, and regular listeners to this show know that I am, you know, I follow sports, and in the same way, I'm like a fan of, ultrasounds and, can't speak enough. And the reason I bring up sports is the way I say it is, you know, I was a baseball player. So if you've got a batter that goes to bat and you know that he's going to bat over 800, which is essentially what you're getting with an ultrasound machine, where if a woman considering an abortion goes into one of these resource centers and gets this ultrasound at no cost, there's an over 80% chance that she will change her mind and not get an abortion. Can you speak to just how important these ultrasounds are?
Steve, I can agree more. You know, one of the things that we hear so often from the pregnancy centers are ultrasound really changed how they minister and how they serve the young women coming in. You know, 20 years ago, an optional ultrasound first started, and that's the program where we give ultrasound, brand new ultrasound machines to pregnancy centers across the United States. The women would tell them, I've been lied to. I was told that was a clump of tissue, and now I'm seeing my baby on that screen. And so really changed the way women felt about this unexpected pregnancy. Now, all of a sudden, they're realizing what's going on in their own bodies. No one on the abortion side shows them the ultrasound, tells them what's going on in their body. And our pregnancy centers are stepping up. They're on the front lines every single day. And using that ultrasound has been a tool to serve that woman, truly serve that woman with health care that shows her baby, shows how far along she is. And, you know, you see amazing details on the ultrasounds, and your machines have changed significantly in 20 years. And it is a joy to see those women realize that's my child. That's what's going on in my body. And, you know, Steve, I loved what you said. These, you know, the pregnancy centers don't get government money. They are donor funded. And so what a wonderful way for your listeners to get involved. Really at the local level, and go find a pregnancy center, take a tour and see what they do and how they serve the community.
Yeah, one of the ways you can do that, I already mentioned the website, carenetabq.com, and then on the top of the page, partner with us, and you'll find volunteer opportunities, and that is something they are in need of. And since we're on the topic of ultrasounds, locally here at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, let me mention this. There's a current job opening for ultrasonographer, RDMS or RN ultrasound scanner. And if that's something that may be a fit for you, let me give you the phone number to call, 505-880-8373, or email executivedirector@carenetabq.org. But yes, so much appreciate all the work that Robin, you and your team are doing at Focus on the Family. And is there any more that the listener can do? And we already mentioned getting in touch with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You know, as far as Sanctity of Human Life and pro-life, I actually think there's reason to connect it to either respite care for foster families or adoption. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that is near and dear to my heart as well, is the Foster Care and Adoption Initiative. My husband and I raised our two grandkiddos. We went through that process. And one of the things that blessed us tremendously Are the families who come alongside? And sometimes it was just, you know what, I'm going to bring a meal, or, hey, I'm running to the grocery store, can I pick up some things for you? And, you know, we had a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-week-old overnight. We were a family of 5, and just having families come alongside and provide that respite care was, I think, what helped our sanity. And so those are the things we talk about at Focus on the Family. We have a website, Wait No More, website that talks about what does it mean to foster, what does it mean to adopt, or what does it mean to provide that respite care. And it is truly a blessing to the families who are fostering. We also have Sea Life pages, Sea Life, S-E-E. And that's a way for your listeners to get online into sealife.org and find out how they can get involved at their local pregnancy center, maybe from a business owner perspective or a medical professional like the job you just mentioned. And that's so necessary for those centers. And there's just tons of ways to get involved.
Yeah, and our listeners should be familiar with Sea Life. There was a pretty major online event in the last few months that we promoted online and put a link to on our homepage to encourage our listeners to participate in that. Do you anticipate more events like that?
We are having those conversations, and yeah, that event was in June, and we had just a wonderful time with Benjamin and Kirsten Watson and Danny Gokey. And so thanks so much for joining us in that. And so the team's talking about it and figuring out what we want to do next. And so we'll keep you up to date.
Very good. And we will keep the listener up to date. And typically to find events like that, just go to our Action Center on our homepage at klyt.fm. You mentioned Wait No More. I want to make sure they have that website. It's waitnomore.org. You'll find great information there as well. A lot of great resources available. And if someone actually needed to talk to a counselor at Focus on the Family, if they didn't connect locally with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque at carenetabq.com or other resource centers, what's a good way for them to connect with someone at Focus on the Family?
Yeah, you can. They can reach us via email, just focusonthefamily.com or .org, either one work, and then just /counseling. And so that's a great way to connect with the counselor. And one of the things that's so amazing about our counseling department is they can talk through several issues, lots of issues, but they'll also connect one of your listeners or a listener with someone in their area so that it is hopefully a face-to-face or even a telehealth. But it's someone right in their own community. And so just reach out. It's a great way to connect with someone who can kind of walk through some tough issues with you.
Very good. Well, we've been visiting with Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family. So much appreciate all the work that you and the team that you're connected with within Focus on the Family is doing to support pro-life causes, sanctity of human life causes, education about adoption and foster care, and just how important it is for the Christian community to take up these causes and make a difference in our community in this area. Robin, look forward to having you on again, but thank you for your time today.
Steve, thanks so much for having me on and for partnering in this life space. It is absolutely necessary.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.